Today's daf, exciting daf, in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, on this 35th day of the Omer, Tovshin Pei, is daf Samach Tet. And we had gotten up to bottom of Samach Chet, and it's easy to remember this daf because we're talking about sets, so Samach Tet will remind you what daf this whole discussion is about. It's a nice simen. And we got up to the bottom of Samachet Amud Beit, one line up from the Rabba, from the bottom. V'Rabbanan, Hay Torah Achat, is where we're up to. So let's just remember where it was that we were holding so that we can get everything clear. Basically, we had this amazing machlokas between Monbaz and the Rabbanan as to what constitutes a shogeg. Monbaz claimed that even if you're perfectly aware that what you're doing is usur, it's still considered to be a shogeg. And this was something that surprised Rabbi Akiva a great deal yesterday. And so the Gemara asked, okay, so what is the shogeg according to Monbaz? I mean, we don't really know. That's something we're going to look into today. But why in the world would Monbaz come up with this crazy idea? It certainly sounds crazy on the surface that somebody who knows what he's doing is considered to be a shogeg and not a mazid. So yesterday, Monbaz learned this out from the entire Parsha of the Dinim of Shogeg in Parsha Shlach. Now, remember that in Parsha Shlach, I'm going to go over this with you today because today we're going to need to see how the Rabbanan handled this Parsha. So there, at the end of Shlach, we find the Din of Shogeg by Avodah Zorah, and the special korban that's brought for Shigas Avodah Zorah, where over there we have a new Din there's a special halachas about Bezdin and so on. So over there, the lashon of the pasuk is like this. It starts. It's a rather complex kind of, you know, I wish you had your chumash, so you could get an understanding of what's happening over here. But it starts with the pasuk, v'chi tishgu v'lo tasu et kol ha-mitzvot ha'el, asher diber Hashem ha-Moshe, et kol asher tziva lechem b'yad Moshe, min ha-yom asher tziva Hashem ha-ala dorotecha. What is that supposed to mean? You had one shogeg and you didn't do any of the mitzvahs. You were over on all of the mitzvahs. So the Gemara understands that that is a reference to something which is the equivalent of cancellation of all of the mitzvahs. And that's a reference, therefore, to Avodah Zorah. Okay. Now, furthermore, as an extension of that introduction, it says, V'im nefesh achat techetevish gaga. So here we have a special chiev to bring a sa'ir as opposed to the normal din of a korban for any other iser. We're over there, we have a kispar, a seira, fine. But meanwhile, it says, im nefesh achat echtabish kagav, ikriva eiz bat shnatala chatat, and then it goes on to say, v'hanefesh asher ta'aseh biyad ramah, min ha'ezrach min ha'geret Hashem u'migadeh, v'nichreta hanefesh ha'im mikerav amah. So what it is that Bumon Baz was Dorish yesterday was the fact that it says, V'im nefesh achat techete bishkaga, v'nefesh asher ta'aseh biyad ramah v'nichrata. So apparently it's calling the two the same. And therefore, it says Monbaz, look, you know, what can you do? If the Torah is being makish, a halacha of nefesh asher ta'aseh biyad ramah, with the words Torah achat yelachem lo'aseh bishkaga, what can we do? I don't explain it yet. We'll explain it a little later, but the Torah is saying it's the same din. Well, I mean, it is a hekesh. What did the Rabbanan do with that hekesh? That's our problem today. So it says the Gemara, Rabbanan hay Torah achat me'avdile. Ah, the Rabbanan used this to be the definition of the dinim of Korban Chatas, namely, that since we began with a mitzvah, that says, V'lo taso et kol ha-mitzvot ha-eila asher diber Hashem ha-Moshe. That's teaching me that all of the mitzvahs, it's not just that it's a funny way of referring to Avodah Zorah. Obviously, the Torah is trying to compare all of the dinim of mitzvahs to Avodah Zorah. Namely, just like by Avodah Zorah, it says over here specifically, V'nichrita ha-nefesh, when it says, Aseh b'yad ramah. And it's only in that context and not in some of the associated lavim. There are lavim that are isurim by Avodah Zorah, But this is talking about full avodah zara, which is a chiyuv of karet. So just like the only time that you're chayav on avodah zara is on something which is chayav karet, that's when you're chayav a chatant. We learn out from here that this is true about all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, and that anything that you're chayav karet on the mezid, on the shogeg, you would be chayav achata. So this is the makor of the din of all of the dinim of chatas, according to Rabbanan. And therefore, it's nothing to do with monbats, for Rabbanan. So how did the Rabbanan understand the reference to the Torah achat l'sabish kaga with v'hanefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad rama? Oh, that's the point. The chiyuv of shogeg is only on a nefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad rama. That had he done this b'mezid, there would have been a chiyuv of karet. But if, in fact, it would have been only an iser lav, then there wouldn't be the halacha of shogeg. That's all it's coming to tell me. Kinemakri le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi levrei Torah achat yelechem ad la sebish kaga. And then that follows with that's introduced with v'chitishgu v'lo tasu et kol ha-mitzvot ha'ele. And it ends with ha-nefesh ha-shetaseh b'yad rama v'nichrata. This comes to tell me, hukshu kulam la'avodah zara, ma la'alan davar shechayavina zidono karet v'shigigato chatat, av kol davar shechayavina zidono karet, you are chayavan shigigato chatat. Okay, so that ends the understanding of the psukim in Shlach and the difference between Monbaz and the Rabbanan. But now let's get back to understanding what in the world Monbaz is talking about, because according to Monbaz, we don't have any understanding of what the word shogeg means anymore. I mean, if he's saying that even if you know what you're doing, you're also included under the concept of chat bishkagas, so then what is shogeg? What distinguishes a shogeg from a mezid? Gavi, it's very unnerving. Your picture is on its side, and it's just sitting there, and it's stuck. Maybe you could turn your camera off and back on again or somehow. Otherwise, I'm going to have to flip my head over and start saying over the daf like that, which is very difficult on the neck muscles. So, Gavi, oh, there we go. Whoa. Okay. So, what is the shkaga? Elamon baz shkaga b'mai. What is the shkaga? Answers the Gemara, according to Monbaz, a remarkable halacha, the shigaga has to do with your understanding, not of the fact of Isser, but of the consequences of Isser. So therefore, according to Monbaz, if the person says, look, I knew I was not allowed to do this, and I knew that I would be chayef kores if I did it, but I had no idea that if I did it even b'shogeg, I would be chay of a chatas. Wow. Okay, so then he's considered to be a shogeg. What? Yes, because he didn't realize, even though it wasn't relevant to his current circumstances, because he was doing it b'mezid, but he didn't realize that this is an iser that would be machay of chatas on the doing of it b'shogeg. And because of that, he says, look, I had no idea, you know. So therefore, even if he was just shogeg in the carbon, that's sufficient. Rez Rabban and say, well, what does it have to do with anything? He's doing it b'mezid. Who cares what the implications would be in terms of the chatas? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the need to be mechaper on the avera. And that's not called a shogeg. The shogeg would be the korban, lav shma shogeg. Now, that still leaves open another possibility, however, even according to the Rabbanan. Because what exactly defines the shigaga according to Rabbanan? The fact of the iser, or the fact that this is such a chomor iser that it would be chayev kores? That's a different question. Because he is doing it b'mezid, and there is a chiyev of chata specifically on the kores element, because if it wouldn't be chayev kores, there would not be a din of a chatas either, right? So then one could argue that if I could say, well, if I had realized that it was a chiyuv kares, I mean, then everything would have been different. I thought it was usur, you know, but wow, this is serious. Maybe that itself is sufficient to be called a shigog according to Rabbanan, and you would be chayev a chiyuv chatas simply because you hadn't realized that this is one of the isurim that are so chamur that they're chayev kores on, and therefore you would bring the chatas for not knowing that it was kores. So what's the din according to the Rabbanan? V'Rabbanan shigaga b'mai? So interestingly, we have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about how far we would go according to the Rabban. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, it's enough for you not to have realized that this was an issur that's chayav kares. That makes it a shogeg, even according to the Rabban. So despite the fact that they argue on Mon Baz, who claims just not realizing that you would bring a korban chatas is a lack of appreciation of the chumrata isur, that's not the point. The point is I was doing it b'mezid, so it's irrelevant to the chumrat ha'isur, essentially. But karet, of course, is not irrelevant because I'm only chayav the chatas, where, in fact, there is an isur karet. So therefore, kimon shishagag b'karet afa pishi hizid b'laf. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no. If you knew that something was usur, the Torah is defining which isurim require this tikkun of the chatas. But that is not your business. Your business is the fact that you did an iser. Now, it happens to be that the Torah is only mechayev the chatas because of the pagam of this iser, and the chatas addresses that pagam. I mean, maybe that's the point. But that is something that's out of your hands, and therefore you either did it knowingly or unknowingly. Did you know it was usser? Fine. Then you're amazing. You didn't know it was usser? Then you're a shogeg. Don't give me this stuff. Well, I didn't appreciate how usser. And don't certainly tell me about Mon Baz. Well, I didn't know I was actually could have been chayav achatas had I done it b'shogeg. Come on, man. Oh, my Rav, where does Reish Lakish come off saying that it's only a question of the iser? Because listen, I mean, let's be honest. In the pasuk that the Rabbanan actually bring to tell me that you're chayav a korban chatas on all lavim in the Torah, only where it's chorus, doesn't say a word about the iser lav. I mean, it talks about the chorus over there. So why does Reish Lakish say that it needs to be that you didn't even know that it was us? Well, because, listen, the pasuk, the lashon of the pasuk, is in the Iker Din of Korban Chatas, back in Vayikra, we're talking about a korban. Over there we have the korban of a nasi, who's chayte. So it says that the Asher Nasi Yecheta, the Asa Achat Miko Mitzvot Hashem Elokav Asher Lo Te'asena Bishkaga. Asher Lo Te'asena Bishkaga means the lav. Asher Lo Te'asena. He didn't realize that there was a lav. So you see that in the primary parsha of defining Chataot, it does mention the idea of the lav. And that would be the place that I would learn out the halacha of the din of what defined Shogeg. As far as what lav, yes, that I wait until Pasha Shlach in Bamidbar, and there I learn out what lav. The lav in the Rechai of Chorus. But it's not the Chorus that's the function of my Shigoga. So therefore, it would have to be Achi Yishgog Bilav and the Chorus Shabbat. But if you thought that it was us, sir, you weren't a Shogeg. So what indeed does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Because that does mention the lav, and it's mashma that if you did know about the lav, that would be enough. So my avidle, mi boile, that he needs to tell me, l'kidatanya. The pasuk says, v'im nefesh achat techetabish kagami ama oretz, not the nasi. The first pasuk was about the nasi. Here it's talking about a regular guy. He was chayte bishkaga, ba'asota achat mimitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena v'yashem. That's the introduction to the normal, typical chatas of kispa or se'ira. But it doesn't say am ha'aretz, it says me am ha'aretz, which implies that there are some people that do not bring this carbon. Only me am ha'aretz brings. What does that exclude? So it says the Tanakama, this is excludes prat lemumar. So somebody who wouldn't have not done it, even if he had known about it, so let's say he's about to eat a piece of chalev, and you tell him, hey, that's chalev. He would say, well, I always eat a McDonald's, so why shouldn't I eat the chalev? Then that's not called someone who would be chayev, even though he didn't know it was chalev. So if he's a mumer, he's not included at all. I didn't catch that about Bobby. If somebody could look in, onto the daf thing and address Bobby, I can't take the time. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Asher Lo Te'asena V'Yashem. The point over here is, and this is the main point, why do we know it's Mumer? Because it says, Beferish in the Posek, that it's something that was Asher Lo Te'asena Bishkaga. And that was his Hashem, which means that it's because he didn't know. And therefore, only Hashav miyediato mevi korban hashigegato, but lo shav miyediato eni mevi korban hashigegato. If you wouldn't have changed your mind about what you're about to do, even if somebody tells you beferish that it's usser, and you would say, so what? I always eat this anyway. So then it cannot be included in the chiyuv of a korban at all. Tonight. Now, let's take a look at our Mishnah again and the following Mishnayas and see how it works out that you would be chayev al kol melacha o melacha. How many melachot are there? So the Mishnah says later on, the avot melachot are ba'im chaser achat. There's 39 melachot. The Gemara asks, as it always does when a Mishnah gives a number, I thought that the Mishnah is addressed to people who know how to count. So if that's true, why must you tell us the number, since we know how to count? Avot melachot avina b'minyan olamali, and Rabbi Yochanan came to say that the whole point of mentioning 39 is that taking a case in which there was no change in the status of what you knew during Shabbat, then the maximum number of chataot that you could be chayev on a single Shabbat would be 39. Because there's only 39 different ways to be Mechal Shabbos, and therefore a maximum of 39 korbanos that you would be chayav. Now, obviously, if it were not Behelem Echad, you remembered in the middle, and then you forgot again, and then it could be infinite. I mean, there's no end to the number of times you can forget and remember. But assuming that everything is Behelem Echad, and no other issues of Yedia get in the way, 39 is your maximum. Now, how does that work out? Because you think this is as simple as it sounds, right? There's a big problem over here. Because if you're telling me it's all Behelem Echad, how did the guy think it was Shabbos if nothing is usher on Shabbos? He doesn't know there's a concept of malacha, right? Okay, so then what exactly was it that he forgot over here if it was Shabbos? He didn't know it was Shabbos. I mean, it can only work out if he knows it's Shabbos, and every single malacha was a different shkaga. That's what we defined yesterday. And over there, the shkaga was about the malacha. Now, look, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's no problem. The guy may have known every single malacha was usser, but he didn't know that you were chayav karas. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that itself is okay. If you didn't know it's chayav karas, then that itself is sufficient to make you chayav chatas. Therefore, we now know the maximal chataot on a single Shabbat, 39. But according to Reish Lakish, who holds, let's see inside, Rabbi Yochanan Domer Kim Shogar B'Karas, even though he was amazing on the lav, so he knew that he was doing the wrong thing by doing these malachas, but he did not know that he would be chayav kares. And therefore, he needs to bring 39 separate korbanas for the fact that he forgot 39 separate Yisurei kares. But according to Reish Lakish, the Omer Achi Yishgog B'Lav U'B'Karet, you have to even not know that it's usser in order for you to be chayav Shogeg. So then, in what way is it Shabbos? What does it mean to say, I know it's Shabbos, but I have no idea that any one of these malachas is usher? So what do you think Shabbos is about, from God's sake? Oh, the other leib of Shabbos, but my? I knew I wasn't allowed to go out of the trum. So therefore, he knows, Ish ayetzei mi mekomo, yes, back at the time in the Midbar, we weren't allowed to go out to collect the man, and say, oh, okay, so I know I'm not allowed to go out. But was there anything else you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? No idea. Okay. So that's considered to be only, of course, if you hold the Trumim or D'Oraisa. But if you don't know Trumim or D'Oraisa, it's not going to be much of a help because then it's not Shabbos. So then it's going to be going according to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva would hold that Trumim or D'Oraisa, and he learns it out from the Madosa Michutz L'Ira, Paimama, and so on and so forth. Now, the question is, man tana lahad tana rabbanan, shagag beze ubeze. Here the bright is coming to define the absolute of the, yes, that Tosfos asks Moshe's question and says that remembering the mitzvah of Shabbos is not the point. You have to remember the iser of Shabbos. So you know it may be a concept called Shabbos, but that wouldn't relate to what it is that you would be bringing a korban for. So now the question over here is, Let's first define what we mean by mazid and what we mean by shoket. So says the Braita, well, look, if you didn't know it was Shabbos, and you also didn't know that this malacha is asr, I mean, then there's nothing that we could possibly say that you would be amazed on. So for sure, if he was shogak bezeh bezeh, that's 100% maximal shogak, okay? Nobody can argue about that. Zero shogak omer b'ter. The absolute mazid would be the other case. You know it's Shabbos, and you know that this is usher and so on. So you're hazy mizeh bezeh. That's the mazid of omer b'ter. But suppose you were shogak about the Shabbos, and you knew that this malacha would be usher if it were Shabbos, or you did not know that this malacha was usher, but it you know that it is Shabbos, or you say, Yodea anishi malacha zu asura. No, I know it's Shabbos, and I know that I'm not allowed to do this malacha on Shabbos, but I don't know whether you would be chayev a korban for doing this malacha if you did it b'shogeg. That is also a din of any yodea shechayam lo korban olo, also a din of chayev korban. Now, that only would be true, of course, kiman kimon baz. Omer Abaye. So let me make a seder, says Abaye. Look, if you're talking about certain types of isurim, I understand that on Shabbos we have this all worked out, okay? But what would be the equivalent case to the relationship of not knowing that you're chayav a korban or not knowing that you're chayav koras in other cases where you really are not chayav a korban, but there would be other issues, or you would be not be chayav koras, but there are other issues. So we're going to examine those issues. Let's take a case of Shvuat Bitui. Now, that's a strange case, because if you lie in a Shvuah, a lying in a Shvuah would mean that it's a Shvuat Bitui Leshe'avar, something that already happened. You swear you did not steal this money, but you did steal that money. You swear you did not eat that sandwich and steal the cookie from the cookie jar, and you did steal the cookie from the cookie jar. That's the case that the Torah gives, La Rao Lahiti. Then there's a whole other type of shvua, which is the one that you people usually think about. You commit yourself to doing something in the future. That's called the shvuas bitui la'atid. Now, you're not lying. You had every intention of doing it. In the end, you don't do it. That's called a shvuas bitui la'atid, as opposed to sha'avar. Now, you could become chayev, a korban for a shvua. Remember, we have those special lists of korbanas, of korban oil of a yoyred, in which you would be chayev, and there's no chiyuv of koras in that case. So that really throws a monkey wrench a little bit into the monbaz rabbanan equation, because there's no koras you could possibly have forgotten. So what would be the din over there? Says Abaye, look, everybody would be made that in a case of shvuas bitui, the definition of a korban, of the chiyuv of korban, is only if you are a shogeg in the lav. Now, that can't be true, according to Monbaz, because if anything, not knowing that you're chayav a korban in a case where it's absolutely shocking that you would be chayav a korban, because always you're chayav a korban only if there's an iser karet, and over here by shvuas bitui, there is no iser karet. So, I mean, in that case, Monbaz would say, what, are you nuts? Even on something that everybody ought to know is chayav a korban, if you didn't know, you'd be a shogeg. Koshikain, in this case, when nobody realizes that this is not something I'm chayav koras, are you telling me I'd be chayav a korban? Then I wouldn't have done it. Okay, so then ain't no chinami. What, Monbaz is going to say that that's not shogeg? On the contrary, if there's anywhere that Monbaz would say it's shogeg, it should be by shvuas bitui. So Abaye cannot be referring to the machlokas of Monbaz and the Rabbanan. What he's got to be referring to is the explanation of the Rabbanan, which is a machlokas between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? So then what you're saying is that everybody is made of. And in this case, the Rabbanan would certainly say that you are not considered to be a shogeg in the event that you were not a shogeg in the lav. So, well, isn't that pshita? What else is there? There's no chorus. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan only said it's enough if you didn't know that there was chorus. But in this case, there is no chorus. So what are you telling me? Obviously, no. No, you don't understand. I would have thought that since in this case it is so wild that you should be chayav a korban on something that you're not chayav koras. I mean, that's an amazing chiddush. Most people don't know that. So I would think that hov kiyav a korban is a big chiddush because b'kol haTorah kula lo ashkar lav demaisel a korban. Nowhere else do you find just a lav without an isser koras that you bring korban on. Maybe in this case the rabbanon would have considered even the shigagas of the korban to be so shocking that it itself would be considered to be a shigaga. Maybe. So kishagag b'korban nami lichayev. That's what Abai is coming to. No. In this case, let me tell you something. According to the Rabbi Yochanan, who understands that the Rabbanan shogeg is either on the lav or bust, okay? He does not extend the din of the Rabbanan over here to be moted among baz, that because the korban is a chiddush, that it's enough to make the shogeg. Forget about that. Okay. Meitvei. Ezo shigat bitui lisha avar. How about a shigat bitui? Where you swore that something had happened. I did not steal. I did steal. Sheim amar yodea ani shishvua zo asura. Aval eni yodea im chayavina lea korban olo chayav. In this case, it says, if I didn't know that there was a korban, I would be chayav. So what would that be referring to? Here it seems to be saying not knowing that you're chayav is enough to be b'chayav your korban. Yeah, well, of course. That's going according to Monbaz. What do you think? Money Monbazi. Now, we will read this Lishna Achrina because we'll explain why Rashi doesn't like it. Because of that, he takes it out. And I guess I better just tell you something, even though I don't want to make the daf complicated. And that is that Rashi understands that what the case in the Gemara is referring to, when you make a shvua, and the first case that we had, where it says that if somebody says, in a case of a shvua's bitui, that you are going to be chayev only if you forgot the lav, Rashi understands that to mean that you forgot not that this is usur, but rather that you didn't realize at the time that you were doing something wrong because you had forgotten the fact that you stole the cookie from the cookie jar. Or you had forgotten in terms of the atid that you had sworn not to eat the cookie in the cookie jar. This is Rashi's understanding of the nature of the shogeg. Tosfos says, well, that's not consistent with the entire Gemara because the entire Gemara up until now was talking about forgetting the fact of the isser. Now, the reason that this is a problem for Shvuah, gentlemen, is because there's a special pasuk by the din of Shvuah that we darshan ha-adam ba-shvuah. We put together two words a little bit differently than they're presented in the pasuk to tell me that the full human being, ha-adam, needs to be there ba-shvuah. From which we understand that if the person lacked a degree of consciousness at that time, he is not human at the time of the Shvu'ah, which would mean that if he forgets the fact that he had made a Shvu'ah, then that would not be considered to be at all a Shigoga. It would be considered to be a complete onus. So because of that, Rashi changes the definition of what it is that he's forgetting. Not that he forgets the Shvu'ah, the din of the Yisr, but he forgets the Shvu'ah. Now, in that case where shigagat shvuat bitui l'sha'avar, the Gemara in this girsa continues on to say, lishna achrina, there was another girsa in the Gemara, not that it was a lishna achrina in the Gemara, it was a lishna achrina that restated another girsa, the Gemara that we just had. It's not the typical meaning of lishna achrina. So the other Gemara's girsa is, this is going according to whom? If it's going according to Monbaz, I mean, isn't it obvious? If the Kol HaTorah, where it's not even a chiddush that there is a korban, Monbaz was willing to say that forgetting about the korban would be mechayev you to be a shogeg, and he still says she gets korban shmok shigaga. So over here, if it's a chiddush, so then obviously it would be considered to be a shigaga. El olav rabbanan hi. Therefore, it must be going according to the rabbanan. And according to the rabbanan, it's saying that if you forgot the fact that you would be chayev a korban, then it would be enough to be mechayev you bishkoga on a shvuas bitui l'sha'avar. Therefore, the Gemara would conclude, ti yufta de abaye ti yufta. This would be a complete destruction of Abaye's approach that we never would consider Alibi de Rabbanan, the way Rabbi Yochanan was learning it, we would never consider forgetting a Korban Chiyuv to be the equivalent of a Shigoga. This was the Girsa. Rashi does not like this Girsa because Rashi says, I don't see that the question, Pshita, according to Monbaz, is true at all. What's so passionate about it? Because remember, in Kol HaTaira Kula, you have an option, according to Monbaz, of making a mistake. What's the mistake? The mistake is, I make a mistake, b'shigagas karba. I make a mistake, b'shigagas the lav, b'shigagas the chorus. All of those things, any of those things, according to Monbaz, would be considered to be a shigaga, correct? Masha Einkein, in this case, if you had made a mistake about the lav, and according to Rashi, remember, making a mistake about a lav means you think you're telling the truth, then the din would be you would not be chayev because you're not a human in the shvua. There's no ha'adam b'shvua. Now, this is consistent, according to Rashi, that when we're talking about forgetting about the iser, it means forgetting that what you're doing is the iser. But the problem is, I can't say that when it comes to shvua, because forgetting what you're doing is the iser means that there is no iser, as opposed to anywhere else in the Torah. That's the point. And therefore, says Rashi, so why is it so pashut? In this case, on the contrary, it's a big kiddush, according to Monbaz. Even though there's no option of having a mistake in the lav, and there's no option of having a mistake in the chorus, which doesn't exist, that there, Monbaz is saying that indeed there is a chiyuv. Now, Rashi holds that therefore the Rabbanan over here are going according to the Shita that there is no chiyuv whatsoever of a korban on a shvuas bitoy l'sha'avar, because it can't work. There's nothing to have the mistake about. If you thought you were telling the truth about the cookie, then you didn't do the iser. And if you knew you were telling the lie about the cookie, then the shigaga could not be in the korban. So then when would you ever bring a korban? Never. And indeed, there is such a shita, and the Rabbanan apparently are going to that shita of Rabbi Shmuel. This is how Rashi learns it. Okay, Tosis has a totally different approach, but I felt I needed to bring you up to date. The Amar Abaye, another case like this, where we have a similar question, but where there's no karet that's involved, and there's no korban that's involved. However, what is involved is the difference between shogeg and mezid. And where would that be? Somebody steals Barnea's truma and eats it, and he's not a kohen. Terrible. So he's got to pay Barnea a penalty, and he's got to be mosif if he does his b'shogeg. Barnea is really happy with this. That head is going up and down. And he's got to pay an additional 20%, which becomes 25% of the total, right? So he's paying over here a chomesh. And that would mean that in that case, we need to distinguish between shogeg and mezid. Now, there's no chiv of chorus if somebody eats shogeg as a truma, b'mezid as a czar, but there is a chiev of mita b'dei shamayim. So with that background, let us look at a similar case, but which is different in two very important things. So therefore, it says Abaye, when it comes to eating truma, the question of whether you need to pay Barnea the penalty of the chomesh, everybody is made of that over there. It's only if you didn't realize that it was usser. And again, who would this be referring to? Hakol Modim would be over here, Rabbi Yochanan again. So we're going like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says this here too. Well, obviously, there's no chorus. I mean, what do you mean? Of course it's true. Rabbi Yochanan only said that chorus could be considered a forgetting if there is chorus. If there's not chorus, what would he possibly be saying? That's silly. He never would have said it. No, but you see, I might have thought that the chiyav misa bidei shamayim would be analogous to the chiyav of chorus in the other dinim, where there's a difference between shogeg and mezid. And if Rabbi Yochanan considers karet to be sufficient, forgetting karet to be sufficient to be called a shogeg vis-a-vis korban, then he might consider the not knowing that it was a chumrah of misa bidei shamayim, he might consider that to be a shogeg when it comes to the question of paying Barnea. Therefore, Kamash Malan, that no, it is not analogous, and he never would have said that about a Chiyav Misa, only about a Chiyav Karas. Kamash Malan. Rava says, you got it wrong, baby. It's exactly the opposite. And in fact, Rabbi Yochanan would have said that, because the Mita B'dei Shamayim is the analog, in this case, to the Karet in other Isurim, and the paying Barnea is the analog to the Karban. And therefore, Chomesh B'mokam Karban Koi. You'll notice that Barnea is holding out that cup. It's not for donations, it's for the Chomesh. So he would be going Aliba de Rava. All right, all right.
That's why we drink in fifths.
That was very suggestive, but I'll stick to my water today. Okay, now we get into another beautiful question that relates to the same issue. If you don't know that a malacha is usher at all, how is it Shabbos? Now we get to a fabulous question. Somebody who cannot know whether it's Shabbos or not, because he's lost in the desert and he's lost all sense of when it was, his calendar, his cell phone ran out of batteries, so he has no idea what day it is. Nobody ever knows what day it is if they don't have their cell phone. And therefore, he doesn't know what day to keep a Shabbos. So we're going to see that this brings us back, unbelievably, right back to Maaseh Bereishis and to Gan Eden and Adam HaRishon, which is where we've been all along in this Masechet. And this person is basically a newcomer on the planet for all intents and purposes. What does he do? He has no idea about time. He has no idea about anything. What is he supposed to do? So Omer Avuna, if a guy was Homalia Mahalak Bamidbar, and he has no idea of when it's Shabbos, so then, from the moment that his awareness has woken up to the fact of, duh, where am I? When am I? He starts counting 6 days, and then he keeps the 7th day of Shabbos. Whereas Chiya Barav says, no, the next day is Shabbos. Look, he can't keep Shabbos today because, I mean, he's only just now woken up on this planet. Who knows what it is that's happened before he woke up and was doing all of his things subconsciously. So that can't be that today was Shabbos, but tomorrow he can make Shabbos. So the first day that he gets to that starts, that will be his Shabbos. And what are we arguing on? Well, we're arguing whether Shabbos is a function of the human awareness or Shabbos should be related to as an objective occurrence in Maaseh Bereishis. I mean, that's the difference. One man, the armor says, well, look, I mean, the world was created 6 days and then Shabbos. I mean, you can't just make tomorrow Shabbos. Whereas the other man, the armor says, no, Adam HaRishon just makes tomorrow Shabbos. I mean, he knows there were 6 days of creation, but basically you just woke up on this planet in the middle of nowhere in no time, and the next day is supposed to be Shabbos. Just amazing. Just like Adam HaRishon. Okay, fine. So this I understand, but my question is, Lamaisa, I do have a suffix about whether objectively every single day that I'm going to be walking through this desert is today Shabbos or not, right? So now, I mean, you can't tell me that because I created my own Shabbos, that the days of Chol, I can do whatever I want. I mean, what if the day of Chol is actually Shabbos? So can I cook? I mean, what do I do? Now, the problem is, of course, there's two problems. A, I have to survive. And B, I have to get out of this desert in order to assure my long-term survival. So I'm going to have to walk, but if I'm not allowed to walk out of the tomb, I'm never going to get out of the desert. So if every day is going to be a suffix Shabbos and I can't go out of the tomb, I'm in big trouble. Furthermore, if every day is a suffix, if it's Shabbos or not, and I'm not allowed to do any malachas, I will die because I'm not going to be able to pick any plants. What am I going to eat? I'm not going to be able to trap anything. So obviously I'm going to still have to survive, right? Okay, so then that must mean that I'm going to be doing malachas every single day. But if I'm doing malachas every single day, then what makes Shabbos Shabbos? So this runs into the same problem, but in the opposite direction. I need to do malachas every single day. It's not that I don't know that Shabbos answers malacha, right? But then if that's the case, what's the difference between the day that I call Shabbos, whether that's the 7th day or whether it's tomorrow, what's the difference between the day I call Shabbos and the day I don't call Shabbos? It seems to be exactly the same thing. It's an adorable juxtaposition to the first case where I didn't know that anything was off. So the question is, what makes it Shabbos? You see how beautifully the daf is created here, right? Okay, so what he does, we have this machlokas, and the question is like this, mitzvah. So first, we just want to be medayik in the lashon. It says mishamer yom echad lishisha. You keep one day for six. Doesn't that mean 6 days followed by one day? No, I mean one day for six. Doesn't that mean mona shisha mishamer yom echad? No, not at all. Not necessarily. It just says one day followed by six. Also good. So it could be that he's actually. It would be mishamer yom echad mona shisha. No, I mean, then why would we call it you keep one day for six? It should say you keep one day and count six. Not to mention the fact that there's another brayta that says, it says, beferish, mona shisha umishamer yom echad. I mean, this is absolutely clear that it means it that way. So, tiyufta l'chia barav tiyufta. Okay, fine. Anyway, but getting back, how do you survive? Says Rava, every day you got to do enough to survive. Kidei parnasato, except for the day that is Shabbos. The day that you are calling Shabbos, you don't do anything. What are you talking about? So that means you're telling me he has to die on the first Shabbos. That's crazy. If he's only doing the absolute minimum to survive, and on that day isn't doing the absolute minimum to survive, then he's going to die. So bevahi yuma limot, well, what are you saying? So then, oh, yeah, I guess that's the point. So the day before, you work double. What do you mean the day before I work double? Maybe the day before is the day that Shabbos, and now you're telling me to always work double on Shabbos. That doesn't make sense. Why would I work more than is absolutely necessary? Okay, you're right. So actually, every day, you have to do the minimum, including Shabbos. Okay, so then how does he know it's Shabbos? You're saying keep Shabbos, but do malachas. And so then it's no different than any other day. So then now, who yuma, but my minkerlet? Well, you're right. It's Shabbos in terms of Kiddush and Havdalah. So that it's only Shabbos in terms of Zocharas Yoyma Shabbos, but it's not considered to be Shabbos for anything else. Omar Rava, by the way, if you know how many days it's been since you left, you know you didn't leave on Shabbos. So every time that day comes around, every eighth day from the day that you know that you left, that day you can do whatever you want, right? And actually, you should work your tuchus off on that day because you want to do enough to keep you going for all the other days so that you can minimize your chilul Shabbos. So on that day, you should do malacha kol hayom kulo. Make sure you use your time well to get everything done, actually, on that day. Is there something I don't understand it? Well, pshita. No, it's not, you see. Because I might have thought that maybe you have a right to assume that 2 days, day 8 and day 9, because maybe you can also say, well, I know I never would have left on an Erev Shabbos. I mean, only idiots go out to travel on Erev Shabbos. I mean, Erev Shabbos is a day in which you sit there preparing for Shabbos. So therefore, now I know that that day was neither Friday nor Shabbos. And you can rely on that. Because B'mali Shabbat Anami Lo Nafi. And therefore, if now it's Chamisha B'Shabbata, Nafik Lishterei Lemevar Malacha Trei Yumei. So whatever, even the latest it was Thursday. Okay, so that means that every eighth or ninth day from the time I left, I should be able to do Malacha. Kamash Malan, therefore comes to tell me, it's always a possibility that maybe there was Dafka, a caravan that was leaving on that day, and you figured, oh my God, if I don't get this caravan now, they may be shutting down the airports. So therefore, you got on to that caravan, even though it was an Erev Shabbos.